Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best. What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much. Happy Thanksgiving. Happy holidays, everyone. Welcome into the show. Thanks so much for joining us. From the islands to back home, jerk chicken to turkey legs, it's been a heck of a week for us, Bob. And, you know, sunshine to cold weather here in Utah. But the Jamaica Invitational Pro-Am was a riot to be back there. So cool to return after so many years and having played there so many times. It was just a thrill. Great to be a part of it. Jamaica is an awesome place. And if you missed it, highly encourage you to check out JamaicaProAm.com. Come join us next year because we'll be back. It's just a fun event.
Yes.
You got to go, right?
Yep. It's a great event. Cinnamon Hill and White Witch, also a portion of the field played at Half Moon Bay. But just to be in Jamaica, just to be there for 4 or 5 days, staying at a great resort, all-inclusive and everything, it was amazing.
The pool, the food, everything was just great. Yep. It's a good time, man. Tom Dronsky and the Golf Connection does a great job, and Jamaica is a terrific host. So, yeah, hope to see you all out there. We're going to, like I said, we're going to have a discount code for you, a little promo code that we'll pass on to our listeners coming up, so stay tuned for that. All right, it's a Best of Weekend Edition. We're going to take it off like the rest of you while you're out driving around listening and tuning in. Thank you so much for doing that as we express our gratitude to each of you. Jeff Babineau, from a few weeks ago, caught up with him. He was at the Annika and had a chance to visit him with Caitlin Clark was playing the Pro-Am that week. Yep. You remember she hit somebody and that whole thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, some neat stuff from Babs as we kind of look back on the year. Rex Hoggard joined us as well with some of the news and of the tour changes as they were happening. Also, we got into some of those changes and some of the effects that it have on that it might may have. You'll hear us debate that. Tyler Dennis from the PGA Tour joined us back in October following the Black Desert Championship. We'll play that for you on the back nine, hour number two. The caddy, we have a lot of fun with him. You'll hear from him. And then, of course, Jeff Rude. Jeff ended up spending an hour with us, but we're going to give you a little sample of that. You can always link at Real Golf and to our X feed where all of the interviews are posted in their entirety, or download us where your favorite podcast is found, and you can listen to all of it. But so you got Rude coming up with the caddy and Tyler Dennis on the back nine, Jeff Babineau, Rex Hoggard, and us coming up here on hour number one. It's a Best of Thanksgiving Weekend edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, wishing you and yours all the best. It's coming up next.
It's Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Get a head start on Black Friday all month long with exclusive deals. Right now, get 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees just in time for the holidays. And get a free select tool when you buy a select battery or combo kit. So don't wait to save. Shop these deals in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/21 through 11/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so, so many gifts to explore when you go, go to Total Wine and More. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at
Welcome
Total
to Staples.
Wine.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
I'm always sad when Black Friday's over until I remember the cyber deals at Kohl's. I just went and found savings you don't want to miss, like 40% off floor care fines, 50% off party-ready styles, 50% off women's boots, and 50% off beauty faves. Plus, score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every $50 spent, and get 20% off some of your fines at Kohl's. Select styles, offers end December 2nd, coupons do not apply to floor care and party-ready styles, coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora, some exclusions apply. See store.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single line plans. Limit of 2 phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
And now, the best.
Rewind.
Cue it up. Of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Good friend Jeff Babineau, who's joining us from the Onica. He's writing for Global Golf Post this week. Jeff, how are you, man? Happy Thanksgiving.
I'm good. Happy Thanksgiving. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, we appreciate, we count blessings. You put those turkey feathers up there. You're right up there. We appreciate all the time you give us throughout the year. So thank you again for this week. But you're out there at the Onica. First of all, the Onica hasn't been around under that name for very long. But, man, does it sound good. The Onica. Like, that makes it sound like the event you got to be at, huh?
Yeah, it's definitely become a non-major major out here. It's a big event, big purse, good support behind it. Annika, all in, does a clinic out here tomorrow. She'll do a clinic for kids, plays in the Pro-Am, and is out here to take pictures and sign a lot of autographs. And, it's cool. It means something to the players. It meant a lot to Lilia Vu last year to win it. She is a player, came up in California, always looking up to Annika, so to get a trophy handed to her from Annika was a really cool thing. And a few weeks later, she was down in Naples, or a week later, showing up Player of the Year, so that was cool. And this week, Nelly Cord is here, the top 8 in the world are here, so it should be a really good shootout.
Yeah, I was going to say, the players that are playing this week and supporting this event are like you said, players that have grown up in the system and, seen Annika play. They've seen some of the other greats play. And besides this, there's only like one other event this year before the LPGA Tour is over. So all these ladies want to be in there and playing.
Yeah, it's a big week for a lot of players. I mean, the cards are at stake, for a lot of players, this will be their last start. You're trying to get in the top 100, keep cards, the top 80, keep good status for next year. So you're trying to play your way into that. You're trying to play your way into the top 60 to get to next week. where the first place, you know, they play their tour championship different. All the players that get there start off on equal footing. There's none of this, you know, starting out at 10 under. And you go for a $4 million first prize. So pretty nice payday. So, yeah, there's kind of a lot of tournaments within the tournament this week. So as players, it's key to kind of block out as much of that as you can. Just play your best and see where you fall.
Jeff Babineau joining us here on Real Golf Radio. Lexi Thompson's playing. What's your thoughts on Lexi? And, I mean, she announces her retirement. She's been a big figure in the game. And is she going to be – do you think we'll see her kind of sprinkle in here and there, or is she going to shut it down completely, do you think?
You know, she hasn't really shared where her plans will be and what ending a full-time career means. But, yeah, I think she's played a lot better since the announcement. I think it's kind of freed her up to go out there and really play and not stress out about competing, you know. She's always been kind of a – as you watch her, she looks like a nervous player, just the way she plays. But she's a powerful player, and she's great with the fans, spends a lot of time signing for kids. And, you know, out here, she's the Pied Piper for sure. That's the player everyone wants to watch. So it'll be interesting to see how much she plays moving on and how much it interests her. But, you know, Brently Romine, I had hired years ago at Golf Week. He was here this week working for Golf Channel, and he's running around working on PGs, talking to players about retirement. Seems like we're losing a lot of players out here on this tour because you're going to have families. Brittany Lindsacombe is stepping away this week as a full-time player. She's been a great entertainer out here, and it's just, you know, the fire only burns for so long, and they're ready to do something else. So it's and maybe now players are making enough money where they can step away and do it comfortably. So certainly Lexi can. She's made a lot of money out here. And as we go forward, it'll be interesting to see how much we see her.
You got the number one player in the world, Nelly Korda, playing this week. Back in the mix, didn't go to a bunch of the Asian events, but Nelly Korda's back. It's good to see that. What are some of her comments and things that you noticed from being able to to see her and talk and interviews and that kind of thing?
Yeah, she was kind of curious to see how she would play yesterday. It was her first round back, and I think since mid-September. She only had one start after the Solheim Cup. At the Solheim Cup, she started experiencing some migraine headaches. And it kind of led her into a little bit of a neck injury. So she's kind of been playing through that down in Bradenton, where she lives, just not too far from here on the west coast of Florida. But she's been playing out of a golf cart. So to get out here and walk, and I think she felt that mid-round yesterday. She kind of hit a wall a little bit, then turned it on, had a big finish. But she was kind of curious to see how she performed this week. She's won this event twice. And they only had five versions, and this is the fifth version. So she's had really good success here, plays really well in Florida, and she expects to hold a trophy up, I think, on Sunday.
So, Jeff, one of the big stories in all of women's sports is Caitlin Clark, and she says, hey, I'm going to be a professional golfer. She tees it up in the Pro-Am. She kind of shanks one into the crowd. First of all, I mean, there's a lot of trust by that gallery. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I get nervous with pros, you know, when I'm lying in tee boxes. But you know, amateurs, they're nervous. Anyone's had an opportunity to do that, it's super nervous. And right. I don't know how smart it is to line that close to. But talk us through her being there, that whole situation. I know you did a story on that for Global Golf Post.
Yeah, I'm just thankful in my 30-plus years being out here and covering golf, that watching all these Tiger Pro-Ams and seeing those amateurs, I didn't cover a death one day, because it is scary out here. I mean, these guys are not, you know, they're amateur players. Caitlin Clark made that comment, they asked what she's going to do in the offseason. She kind of jokingly said, yeah, I'm going to turn pro and play golf. And just kind of jokingly, and a lot of people kind of hung her up on that comment. She's trying to tell us this week, you know, hey, it was a joke, you know. And she just plays maybe once a week. So this is about a 16 handicap. But I think you just saw her star power and just the attention she brought. The and asking the tournament organizers here what it meant to the pro-am, having her here. The comment was the ticket sales were up 12 times what they had been in the past.
Wow.
Which is amazing. She's a needle mover, and she handled it well. She was part of a leadership conference and sat with Annika and spoke to probably a group of maybe 300 women on Tuesday. And she's impressive. You know, I think for 20, you forget she's 22. She got me involved watching women's hoops last year in March. It was kind of cool to watch. And I think a lot of people jumped on that wagon. So it's cool that she can bring that star power over to golf. All these little girls, young kids are watching her thinking, hey, maybe that's something I want to try one day.
And you actually talked to the lady that got the golf ball, huh?
Yeah. So she hit one off the heel of the shaft pretty much on the third hole here, par three, into the crowd. Luckily, no one got hurt. I saw the lady, I was walking along with her in the front, and the lady came up and she goes, yeah, I got her ball. And I'm like, really? And I go, can I see it? And I didn't doubt the woman because her arm was all scraped up and cut up from reaching into this prickly bush. And she pulled out a Titleist 22, and I'm thinking, yeah, that probably is Caleb's ball. And the price of fame, right? She wanted to try and get her to sign it. That wasn't going to happen. She could only sign for a little bit. It got crazy.
Yeah.
But it was nuts out here. It was kind of a smaller scale. It reminded me of the days watching Tiger come out here and just the electricity of what one person could do to a golf tournament. So it was kind of cool to watch. And, you know, Kaylin definitely has the golf bug. So hopefully we'll see her out here again.
What do you think the state of the game, women's game, is right now? It's pretty on the uprise with a lot of the newer players coming out too.
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's on the uprise. You got a lot of good, really good players for sure. It's just a matter of accepting the role as, you know, if you're playing out here on this tour, you not only need to play it, but you need to sell it too. So they're all, it's like the old days when Patty Berg and Kathy Whitworth would get in their cars and drive to the next event, you know, and put on clinics, and they're selling a tour and wanted people to come out and see. I've always covering the LPGA through the years, I watch the tournaments and think, wow, this is a tour really where I think a lot of men players can come out and learn a lot about the game.
It's the best of Real Golf Radio.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra high quality, ultra reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Joined now by Golf Channel and GolfChannel.com senior writer Rex Hoggard. Rex, good morning. How are you?
Morning. How you doing, boys?
We're doing good. Good to have you back on the show. Hey, the PGA Tour this week announced some pretty significant changes to the fields and the policies going forward on how you can be qualified to play on the PGA Tour. And we've been talking about it this morning. In a nutshell, I think one of the biggest things is they're reducing the field size. They're kind of reducing the size of the tour in a lot of ways. I know you've been on this, and you did a great job on Golf Channel. Kind of summarize it. And what is your take on what these changes have done for the tour?
How much time do we have? you know what? It's a very deep, the memo was 17 pages, and I think that was just kind of a broad outline. I will say, you say it's a reduction. Almost every PGA Tour field will be reduced, from the Players' Championship down from 144 to 120 to, you look at the field early in the year, in the spring, the Sony Open, for example, that'll be reduced to 120. It's pretty much across the board, and because of that, they decided they were going to have to, I mean, this is sort of, if you're going to do this, it's going to have an accordion effect, and they have to reduce the number of membership abilities. We're talking about full playing cards here, and they're going to reduce that by about 20%. And this is pretty dramatic. There hasn't been an adjustment like this on the PGA Tour since 1983. And I think what we saw on Tuesday with that memo is probably a bit of a trial balloon. It needs to be approved still by the policy board, and that last meeting of the year isn't until later this month at the RSM Classic. So my guess is the tour was looking for feedback from players, and I would guarantee they'd probably get it.
Yeah, no doubt about it. You know, a lot of guys that are in that 100 to 125 category or even above that are really probably going to give them a little bit of a pushback.
I would think so. And look, there's a lot of details here. Certain parts of this, I think I talked to a lot of players. Some players like it. Some players said this is long overdue. And you can make the argument that the PGA Tour is bloated, that there are certain categories. There's 44 categories on the priority rank, which is essentially how fields get filled. Under this new scenario, there would only be 24. And really, you're kind of cutting away some of the fat. And even though, and look, these are arbitrary numbers. That's the part I kind of got hung up on when I was doing reporting early in the week, because some people don't like the idea that, oh, it's going to 100 fully exempt players off the FedEx Cup points list from 125. Well, you had to pick a number somewhere. And I think that's as good a round number as possible. And when you get to the end of the day, and this was all quote-unquote about trying to find optimal field size is what the tour said this experiment was about. And this has been ongoing for months now with the Player Advisory Council. And you look at the idea behind it, they're trying to improve the product, pure and simple. They're trying to improve pace of play. They're trying to make sure tournaments stay on schedule. And by that, I mean, they want the cuts to come on Friday, not Saturday morning. And there's a lot of reasons behind that. They want to improve the product for the fan. They want to improve the product for the membership. And I think some of these changes help that, but I'm always leery when you talk about sweeping tectonic changes like this, and the devil's in the details. There are always unintended consequences.
Yeah, and one of the unintended consequences is, you know, how some of the legacy players will be able to stay around and how much they'll play on the PGA Tour. Maybe that's the fat you're talking about. Maybe not. I think that's always been kind of a cool thing that if you reach a certain I don't know if it's longevity or what the term is, but you've got some status. If you want a time or two on tour, there's going to be some place for you to play. And I think a lot of times those former players are bigger draws than, you know, maybe the current, you know, up and comers that people haven't quite heard of yet. And that seems like that potentially gets cut out.
I think there's a lot of places that are going to get cut out. They're going to start cutting away Monday qualifying spots. And look, there was this interesting stat in the memo that came out that 65 to 70% of Monday qualifiers don't make the cut. So the argument there is that they're not performing well enough anyway. And so they wanted to reduce those numbers as well. I understand that from just a pure tactical standpoint. What were you losing, though? And I just kind of did this story this morning just because I interviewed him earlier in the week. Was Tim O'Neill. Look, he toiled for his entire career at the edges of professional golf, or at least high-level professional golf. And he is an unbelievable story, having won 2 weeks ago on the PGA Tour Champions. You look at what Michael Block did at the PGA Championship last year. And I know that wasn't a Monday qualifying. That's a little bit different getting into the PGA Championship. But it was a story that resonated for a long time with golf. You're going to lose those, and for better or worse. And I think it can kind of go both ways. But you're right. You're talking about players, and I guess the example you would use is some of those players who are in the lifetime exemption category, which is going to remain a category. But yes, I think Davis Love being in a field is probably good for a tournament. So these are things that the tour is probably going to wrestle with. Like I said, the policy board is going to vote on it. And my guess is it gets approved, but I still think there's probably going to be some tweaking to it.
And part of that is the lifetime exemption for winning 20 times on the PGA Tour. You mentioned Davis Love. That's not in jeopardy or anything, or that number's not being increased?
No, that one's not being increased. Essentially, they took these playing opportunities kind of right off the top. So you're going from 125 fully exempt members off the previous season's FedEx Cup points list to 100. So there's 25 cards. You're going to the top 20 from the previous season's Korn Ferry Tour list. The top 30 to the top 20. So that's 10 cards right there. As I pointed out, there's going to be fewer sponsor exemptions. You're going to have fewer Monday qualifiers. So that's how they're going to make up the difference for essentially a 20, 25% loss of playing opportunity.
And is this all because of slow play? I mean, has this really come down to slow play? If the players could figure it out, could they have more people out there? Or do we just need to have fewer people out there?
Slow play is a big part of this, absolutely. I mean, the fact that you're not finishing on Fridays, that so many events go to Saturday morning before the cut is made, the fact that you're starting in the dark, finishing in the dark at so many events, especially early in the year before daylight savings time. Yes, slow play is definitely a factor in this. But I think this goes a little bit beyond that, because I would say from 30,000 feet, this kind of dovetails with what the signature events are, right? So this started 2 years ago when the tour started looking at exactly what they wanted their product to be. And this, you could argue, was all driven by, let's be honest, Live Golf. You have this irrational competition, so you need to make adjustments. Now you have private equity involved on the PGA Tour side. They are going to expect results, and you need to improve the product. You need to present something that's better than it was before. This is their move in that direction. I don't agree with everything that's in that 17-page memo. There was some gaslighting in there and some things that I wholeheartedly disagreed with, but the general idea of improving the product, I think, is different.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So to have this ratified, so to speak, it needs to go through the policy board. Do the players get to vote on it individually, or is their voice heard through the policy board?
Their voice is heard through the policy board. So the PGA Tour policy board, and that's the PGA Tour policy board, not to get too deep in the weeds, not the PGA Tour Entertainment policy board. Those are two different things. We can get into a long, boring conversation about that, but yes, it needs to be approved by the players on the policy board, essentially, and the other members. That's a bit of a rubber stamp. But if you consider this was sort of driven by the pack, this has been pretty much a year-long exercise, studies, looking at all the different numbers, looking at all the different models. I don't expect it to be as is. I don't expect it to be approved exactly with what that memo looked like on Tuesday, but my guess is it'll be very close.
Rex, it seems like, you know, this year the fans have been looking to the PGA Tour and Commissioner Monahan to see what is their response going to be to Live Golf taking a lot of the star players, you know, the void that was left by some of the star players going to a rival league. And this feels like here's all of it. There's been really no response other than this ongoing, you know, framework agreement, which is very hollow and doesn't seem to be really doing a whole lot. And so from that standpoint, all of a sudden they roll out a 17-page memo that's going to, hey, this is our answer. We're going to shrink the fields. That's going to make it a better product. I can see a lot of fans fans going, I don't get it.
No, I agree with that. And look, it's an arbitrary number. And one thing I kind of took exception in my column on Friday on golfchannel.com is the idea that some players on the pack, and I spoke with them, tried to push back a little bit on the idea of this. And then, look, I think everybody was on board with the general idea of improving the product if that's where you're starting from. But if you're going to lose these playing opportunities, some players on the pack pushed back and said, how come we can't offset that by expanding the field for the signature event? Those now have a floor of 72, but it's roughly between 75 and 80 players in those fields. And that apparently was a non-starter. And even in the memo on Tuesday, they said the reason that was a non-starter because it would create, quote, confusion among the fans. Well, that's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. How is going from 144 player field to 120 player field, which is essentially what you're doing across the board? How's that not going to cause confusion? So like I said, it's a little disingenuous. They also put some facts out about the idea. If you look at how numbers 21 through 30 on the previous season Korn Ferry Tour list perform versus number 1 through 20, well, of course, 1 through 20 are going to perform better. A season-long study says they are the better players. And historically, if you give it a long enough case study, then of course it's going to play out that way. I would counter and say, well, numbers 1 through 10 are going to perform better than numbers 11 through 20 under your model, and that's absolutely 100% going to come true. So it does seem arbitrary. And again, these are numbers. We did this week on Golf Today a couple of times where someone tries to throw out a number that's better, and we're just making things up at this point. Mm-hmm. And maybe 120-player fields at the Sony Open and other places is the best idea. If I told us all three to sit down with a blank piece of paper and reinvent the PGA Tour schedule, let's go to places. Let's don't go to Pebble Beach in February. We all know what the weather could be like at Pebble Beach in February. Let's come up with a better schedule, and that includes field sizes. Then, yes, we might end up with fewer playing opportunities. This seems extreme, but we'll see.
Yeah, and it also is sort of like you got reward. You're trying as a tour to have some sort of loyalty and not take the money and run to another league, and yet you're making it more exclusive and kind of unrewarding some loyalty there, which is, again, not the lives after the top, 120 to, 100 to 125. But let's be honest, some of those guys could catch a heater and end up being tomorrow's stars.
Well, and I've always made this argument. If all of us go back 5 years ago, most of the people who are listening right now wouldn't have any idea who Scottie Scheffler was or Will Zalatoris. Or if you go back 10 years ago, Jordan Spieth. Like, we can keep going on and on. There has to be this avenue. And I think when I talk about unintended consequences, that is the next Scottie Scheffler slipping through the cracks because he would have finished he would have finished 21st on a Korn Ferry Tour. And then he starts to toil, and then he starts to doubt himself, and then maybe injuries come up, and a lot of things happen. So I think that's the danger.
Interesting. Yeah, really interesting.
Hey, Rex, before we let you go, and I know you got to run, are you in favor of this little squabble between Doug Ferguson and Scott Michaud on whether Augusta should include their fall finishers in their invitations? Did you see that?
I don't, but no, I'm sure. Yeah, I can guess which side, and Michaud, I can guess which side they fall in on. I think, I could have made the argument before Tuesday's memo that what we're seeing in the fall right now, the fall needs to be reinvented. Like, it's essentially become it doesn't seem to have an identity. It seems like an 8-week Q school where one of the weeks isn't really Q school because you've got the top players playing in Japan like you did last week. And so I think the fall needs to be reimagined, reinvented anyway. But if you're going to cling to anything, and by that, I mean, if there is going to be a fall going forward, and there are a lot of issues with title sponsors in those eight events, you're going to have to come with the invite to the Masters.
It's the best of Real Golf Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf-designed championship golf course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort, go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountainland Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountainland Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountainland Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
You're listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
All right, welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks again for joining us. Thanks to Rex Hoggard. I thought he made some really, really good points and got me thinking a little bit there, Bob. We've talked about this already, but just to kind of recap, you know, you've always used that. There's terminology in the game of golf. I'm going to start here. There's terminology in the game of golf that's kind of inherent. The USGA started taking some of that away a few years ago, like dormy and all square and all that, and change it to tied because they said it was confusing. Well, you heard Rex talk about fan confusion a little bit in that memo, and he wasn't buying that. But one of the things that is going away is the four spot. I mean, I remember when I first started this show 25 years ago, and I would hear you and Bake and some of these other guys, you talk about four spotting, and I'd be like, you know what? Like that is just kind of like, I didn't get it, but there is a whole element to professional golf around those Monday qualifiers. And the reason they call them four spots is because that's the number of spots that would be available to get into that week's event if you qualified on that Monday. To me, that's kind of this professional golf, tour golf, has always been about the guys like Tin Cup as well as the guys like Tiger Woods, right? Yeah. The guys that are out there chasing it, trying to find their moment in time. You know, he mentioned Michael Block, Rex did. You know, guys like that do offer a compelling story because inside all of us old middle-aged golfers is the idea that we're somehow got a PGA Tour player that was stuck inside of us, but we didn't take the time to develop him. And so to see somebody that we don't know break through and accomplish the dream that we thought we might have at one point in time is compelling stuff to watch. So with that big, long introduction, does it make you sad a little bit to know that this Monday qualifying thing's kind of going away?
So Monday qualifiers are not only for the guy trying to reach their dreams, so to speak, or get the golden ticket, that kind of thing, but it's also for guys on the PGA Tour that might not be in an event or be further down the status chart of being able to get into the event. So Monday qualifiers allowed them a way to go out and play and on a Monday, rip it up, shoot a good score, and get into the tournament. So basically what it is for players can Monday qualify for all regular PGA Tour events? Regular events are the non-signature events. That's going to be reduced or eliminated from Mondays, and positions at regular events with fewer than 144 players, no changes during the fall season. So fall season will have some, we'll have Monday qualifiers, but the regular season of the PGA Tour, it looks like they're not going to have Monday qualifiers. So it's a tough thing. I can remember I was working in the insurance business down in San Diego with my brother Bill. San Diego Open came up. I went down to, I went to the Monday qualifier. I think I shot 68 in the Monday qualifier, and I go, oh, that's not bad. You know, I've been playing at the club, San Diego Country Club, and that kind of thing. I didn't make it, of course. 66 ended up qualifying, 66 or lower. But some of the guys came up to me after and said, man, you're still playing pretty good. And it, which allowed me to think, hey, man, I can maybe make one of these and play on the PGA Tour again and stuff like that. So it's an opportunity for guys, whether they're on the Korn Ferry Tour, whether they're just local guys in the area, guys that are on the PGA Tour that aren't otherwise in the tournament, to be able to get into the tournament. And that's probably going to be going away.
Yeah, and that's what you just described is exactly what I was going for. I mean, that's such a cool story, right? And so, yep. Unfortunately, that might be going away. But at the end of the day, if you're the average fan sitting down and tuning in to watch a PGA Tour event, I had this conversation all the time. Fringe golf fans would say, hey, if Tiger's playing, I'm watching. If not, I'm tuning into something else, right?
Yeah.
And so Tiger was an anomaly. You've had a few of those over the years, you know. Even as great as your dad was, winning 51 times and the Masters and a pair of U.S. Opens and all that, he probably didn't have that same needle mover kind of persona that a Jack or Arnold, right, certainly, you know, that had. And there's just some rare guys that just capture people's attention by the way they play the game. And probably Arnold, not probably, Arnold even more than Jack did, even though Jack, yeah, won more times than Arnold did. And so Phil Mickelson had that same kind of charisma when he was playing. And, you know, Nick Price didn't, even though Nick Price was the number one player in the world and he was phenomenal. So right. What my point is a lot of people are wanting the stars. Now, but here's my question. Are you going to develop more of those stars by having limited fields? In other words, you're going to see the same
less opportunities.
Well, yeah, less opportunities to break in. But once the guys that are break, you're essentially saying, okay, the guys that are in, we need you to develop into stars. There's going to be fewer people climbing in there that nobody's heard of to jump in and steal checks and climb the ladder. And so the guys that are in there, we need you to grow and develop as stars. Do you buy into that being the product, or do you think that you're going to, as Rex said, potentially miss out on the next Scottie Scheffler who could struggle and not even quite make it?
Yeah, that's a definite possibility that some of those guys might slip through the cracks. But I think what's going to happen is, you know, cutting down from 125 full exempt players every year to 100, as we talked about, cutting some of the fat or cutting some of the guys that just are hanging on, so to speak, year to year, which is kind of hard to say. And I mean, it really goes against my grain to say that, because you got to be pretty good if you're top 125 on the PGA Tour. You got to be really good. Now you're cutting 25 of those guys away. You're going to see maybe those from 70 to 100 maybe rotate through more. So in an essence, you might have some guys come through and develop by digging it out of the dirt to become a top 50 player or a top 25 player or a top 10 player in the world. But I think it's going to be more of a 50-50 type of equation as far as those guys rotating through. Guys will always have a chance to play. They'll always have an opportunity to play because the guys that have been on the PGA Tour have status on the Korn Ferry Tour and can work their way back in. And we've seen that happen many, many times with guys on the PGA Tour. It's different. It's going to take a little while to get used to, but it really kind of stifles some guys that are on the PGA Tour that are in that like 80 to 125 category that are going to be really pushing hard, or else they're going to lose status on the PGA Tour for a year.
And they're sent back to the minor leagues playing the Corn Ferry Tour, where there's only 20
relegated.
There's only 20 spots now instead of 30 to get back up to the big stage. And so it ramps up the pressure. It cuts guys out. Look, you got Matt McCarty at Black Desert this year that goes out. He's won three times on the Corn Ferry Tour, and then he wins on the PGA Tour. And now his track is set. You got to ride that track, though. Right?
Yeah.
Because he's got the 2-year exemption, but then what? Like he's hot. He's got to ride that thing out, because we talk about signature events, and what has the signature events done? When we say you ought to play the FedEx Cup fall if you're 51 to 60, because that category is the next 10 that gets in the first two signature events. I don't really see a way for you to keep your card without maximum stress, unless you're into those signature events. You've got to play most of the signature events to be able to stay on the PGA Tour. Now, when I said how important is it that this signature event thing came up in a response to LIV Golf for today's current stars to be able to take advantage of, it's crucial that you're in that group, because you essentially almost can't lose. Because if you are in that top 25 guys on the PGA Tour, you're into all of the signature events, which is the majors and all the no-cut, big-money events. And so just by playing as good as the number 90 guy, okay, let's just say you're finishing as good, you're in the better events, you're getting more money,
bigger purses.
Your rank stays higher. Like, you see what I'm saying? Like, it's harder to fall off of that than it is certainly to break into it. And so that is I don't know. It's a huge bonus for those guys. Now, what is the byproduct of that? Like I said, does it develop these guys that are already in that top 50 as bigger stars? Or does it get a little bit stale and we miss the opportunity for the next up-and-coming star to shoot up there? Do we strengthen the Corn Ferry Tour? And should that be a priority? Now, I don't know what the financial models look for the PGA Tour on how much they rely on that little arm of their business to be able to be successful. But we know here in Utah that we have had a Corn Ferry Tour event for a long time. We know in Utah that we just had our first PGA Tour event for the first time in over 60 years. So you've got Reef Capital and Black Desert that comes up and they sponsor a new event on the PGA Tour. This $8 to $10 million they got to come up with to be able to have this event. And they're looking to promote a brand new resort and selling real estate around it and all of those things. So there's components and reasons why you invest into that. And I can tell you that the exposure was tremendous. Though Willow Creek has decided they're not going to host anymore on the Corn Ferry Tour, so it's moving to Ogden Country Club. And so where's
from Oakridge? From
who did I say?
Willow Creek.
I'm sorry, Willow was a long time. They decided though. Yeah. You're right. From Oakridge to Ogden. Thank you. And so what is that going to do? You're moving a little further away from the Salt Lake Metro, right? And so how does that, what is the impact? And again, maybe the venue is irrelevant in that scenario, and it's more about the fact that it's a Corn Ferry Tour and what does the sponsor get out of it? I just start to look at this from a business standpoint, and it's a lot of dollars chasing a lot more exclusivity, and I don't feel like that's necessarily the response that a tour should be giving when the rival tour is plucking players and you're essentially, your reward for staying loyal to PGA Tour is less opportunities to play. Or do you look at it and say, well, as a big star, we're trimming everybody, all the competition out, so you can continue to get fat here on the PGA Tour? I don't know.
Well, and I understand exactly what you're saying, but as far as plucking players, like you said, it's going to be hard for them to pluck players that are down that far. You know, if you're in the top 50 and you have an opportunity to do what Scottie Scheffler did this year with all of the bonuses and everything and how much money everybody made and stuff, you know what? You're going to stay put with the PGA Tour, especially if you're concerned about the traditions and everything of the game. Now, having said that, and kind of understanding a little bit of what's going on, the term out there, what they say is play better. If you want to reach those higher points on the PGA Tour, and you know what, there will always 100% always be somebody that finds his way and moves his way along. Matthew McCarty this fall wins three times, like you said, on the Korn Ferry Tour. Then he missed a cut at the U.S. Open this year. Then he finishes, decently at Sanderson and wins at Black Desert. Now he's exempt. He's moving his way up the ranks. Scottie Scheffler did the same thing. Jordan Spieth did the same thing. Justin Thomas did the same thing. There's always going to be a way for players to get themselves up to the top echelon in the game if they're good enough and if they win tournaments and they are as good as they as their potential will let them to be. So having said that, yeah, there is some exclusivity, a lot more exclusivity now with the PGA Tour, but it's going to be a little bit tougher for guys, but play better. And there's always going to be somebody that's going to make themselves one of the best players in the world and have a 7-win season like Scottie Scheffler did last year.
Well, that's going to be – you don't see that very often for sure.
So, no, you don't.
So the change is, again, just a recap. So the proposal is to decrease the number of fully exempt players from the top 125 to the top 100. So we're cutting 25 cards out there. They're also looking to reduce the number of Korn Ferry Tour graduates from 30 to 20. And capping Q school grads at 5, right? So
yes,
that's a big deal. Also, one of the things that's going to be most notable is reducing the maximum field sizes for most of the tournaments, going from like a 156 to 144, and from 144 players down to 120, so things like that. So you're going to start seeing these smaller fields. I don't know if that's necessarily... to me, that's a slow play issue. I just assume
Of course it is.
I just assume see 144 guys out there.
Yeah.
But yep. I get that you have to be able to play. I mean, it was kind of cool to see, Wes Bryan come out on Saturday morning and make an eagle putt on the 18th hole at Black Desert to make the cut. That would have been really cool if it would have been done in the evening when everybody else was already there to be able to cheer for him to do it too, right? And I think that's what they're saying. And then we're talking about, hey, what a great putt. You and I were doing the show Friday night there. We couldn't even say. We said, hey, this looks like the cut, and it changed the next morning. So I think that's the whole point, is they want to try to limit that. But that comes down to slow play. So not only play better, but you ought to play faster so that more of your buddies can stay out there on the PGA Tour.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. we provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Shorts. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico Insurance. The Chicago Bears fought hard against the Detroit Lions, but the Bears' poor clock management sealed the deal for the Lions' 11th win. The Bears had one timeout remaining, but let the clock run out on their comeback. The Lions had lost seven straight Thanksgiving Day games, but now that changes with the best team in history for the Lions with an 11-1 start. That final score, 23-20. The Cowboys beat the Giants and get their first win at home in nearly a year. In that game, Cowboys running back Rico Dowdle became the first 100-yard rusher for the Cowboys since Tony Pollard last season. Cowboys take the W, 27-20. And Thanksgiving Day ended with a Packers win over the Dolphins, 30-17. That loss for the Dolphins was the seventh straight loss when temperatures at kickoff were below freezing. College football rivalry week is here. Number 3 Texas will take on number 20 Texas A&M in a conference matchup that has a lot at stake. The Longhorns are looking for their spot in the SEC title game. Other notable games include Georgia number 7 taking on Georgia Tech. Vanderbilt will host number 8 Tennessee. 12-15, Clemson and South Carolina face off. And at number 5, Notre Dame travels to Trojan territory as they go against USC. Stay up to date on all things sports, and for more sports content, make sure you're following at Sports Overnight America on Instagram. That's your Sports Shorts presented by Geico Insurance. I'm Giovanna Scroggins on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
My fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted, something premium, something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here, this moment, together, and we will start today.
Sports in 60 times 2. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network, presented by Geico and Geico.com. Rivalry week is here, and we head into the final weekend of the college regular season with a 9-4 play of the week mark. Last week was another winner, but we had to work for it as Auburn raced out to an early lead, only to be lapped by Texas A&M. But the Tigers would prevail in four overtimes, and we prevailed as well. This week, we'll head again to another marquee game, but there was a bridesmaid pick with USC plus 8 over Notre Dame. The game didn't check enough boxes for me, but here's a few notes. While Indiana is being chided for their 50th-ranked strength of schedule, Notre Dame's path to today has been even easier with a strength of schedule ranked at 78th. They traveled from South Bend to Yankee Stadium last weekend and now to Southern California this weekend. This might catch up to them, especially with USC not having left the West Coast since October 19th. Our aforementioned marquee game this week takes one of the mentioned elements, strength of schedule, into account as we play the Battle of the Palmetto State with South Carolina visiting Death Valley and Clemson. The Tigers have put together solid numbers entering this tussle. 9-2 overall, 7-1 in the ACC. But here we go again, a 57th ranked strength of schedule for Clemson. Meanwhile, the Gamecocks' strength of schedule is a healthy 12th in the nation. Clemson has an offensive line that is all beat up versus one of the top five defensive lines in the country with South Carolina. The Gamecocks enter this game at 8-3. They're third in the nation with sacks with 39, and that makes Clemson quarterback Cade Klubnik a key in this matchup. The Tigers' run game is critical, and Klubnik has wheels as well. This game has serious playoff implications for Clemson as they appear to be a bubble team. South Carolina, however, seems to be on the outside looking in. The visitor in this series has covered the last six, and I say make it a lucky seven. South Carolina plus +3 with the upset at the foot of Howard's Rock. Sports in 60 times 2, presented by Geico and Geico.com. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
Are you truly committed to feeling better? I mean, absolutely feeling your best? What's the key? Eat well, sleep well, lots of hydration through water, and also your daily innovative wellness athletic supplement packs. These packets are created to supplement your daily lifestyle, allowing your body to have the nutrients it needs to run efficiently. These packets include multi-omega fish oil, D3K2 5000, probiotic, and magnesium. It's nearly impossible to get all the nutrients our body requires to run efficiently on a regular basis from our food alone. Taking this daily packet will leave you feeling more energetic and more vibrant. Your brain body will be able to detoxify more efficiently, which naturally reduces inflammation. Find out today, innovativewellness.center, innovativewellness.center, and use the code SPORTS Overnight America.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Thank you very much and welcome in to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. It's a Thanksgiving weekend, best of edition of the show. This isn't the best of part. We're just talking. And then the best of will come.
Yes.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. So, but we're back from Jamaica. Had a great time last week. Thanks for those of you that commented and tuned in. Hopefully we gave you a little bit of the feel for the island. And let's get you out there if you haven't been. It's fun. Really, really fun time. Still to come here on the back nine, Tyler Dennis from the PGA Tour following the Black Desert Championship. We'll hear Tyler's thoughts and comments about the tour coming to this new market. The caddy will join us as well, and Jeff Rude. Man, it was a long hour that we spent with Jeff a couple of weeks ago, and I don't mean that in a bad way. It was a really great time talking, but we're going to hear a little snippet of it. And again, at Real Golf is where you can find us on X, and you can listen to those interviews in their entirety or wherever your favorite podcasts are found. Just download that, search Real Golf Radio, and take a listen. Hey, before we run out of time and get to the best of stuff, just had to throw out this. The Golf Digest put an infographic together showing the two seasons that Scheffler and Scotty Scheffler and Nelly Korda had. And it's pretty remarkable to see it side by side. Both of them with seven wins, both of them with a major. 13 top fives for Scotty to 10 for Nelly, 16 top tens to 11. Scotty had three major top tens while Nelly had two. Scotty played 19 events, Nelly played 16. Nelly missed three cuts. Scotty didn't miss a cut for the season. By the way, they both ended up first in all of the world rankings and tour standings. Scotty added the medal to it. But there's a big disparity on that last one, Bob.
You'd think? $29.2 million compared to $4.4 million.
Wow. I mean, wow.
Yeah.
That's like almost, what is that, about 15%?
Yeah.
Of what Scotty earned. But you know what? Look, I don't want to make that the point of conversation. The point is, we witnessed two incredible seasons this year.
Yes.
By Nelly Korda on the LPGA Tour and Scotty Scheffler on the PGA Tour. And I just want to say, as part of the gratitude around this time of year, I'm grateful for the seasons that those two had and how fun it was to watch what they did. I mean, two pros.
Let's do it again.
Yeah.
Let's do it again.
Okay. Run it back. Let's play two. Hey, the best of Real Golf Radio Thanksgiving weekend edition continues next. Thanks for joining us here on Real Golf Radio.
It's Black Friday buildup at Lowe's. Get a head start on Black Friday all month long with exclusive deals. Right now, get 25% off select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees just in time for the holidays. And get a free select tool when you buy a select battery or combo kit. So don't wait to save. Shop these deals in-store or online now, because Lowe's knows deals. Valid 11/21 through 11/27 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
Thanks to Total Wine, you saved more on all the gifts for the ones you adore. Wines and beers all nestled on shelves. Got some advice from our helpful elves. Oh, so many gifts to explore when you go to Total Wine and more. Bottle so delightful, whoa, whoa, whoa. Price so amazingly low, low, low.
With the lowest prices for over 30 years, you'll always find what you love and love what you find. Only at
Welcome
Total
to Staples.
Wine and more.
Help! My family's in for the holidays and I need gift ideas.
That's why we're here. Staples has amazing deals on everything you need. Photo gifts, laptops, and gaming systems. Even custom holiday cards and shipping solutions to send gifts to the family that can't make it.
Perfect! Have anything for Uncle Frank? I love him, but the guy is never quiet.
Noise-canceling headphones. For you.
You get it.
Unwrap huge holiday savings at Staples. And right now at Staples, save up to $350 on select computers. Ends 12/28, in-store only.
I'm always sad when Black Friday's over, until I remember the cyber deals at Kohl's. I just went and found savings you don't want to miss, like 40% off floor care finds, 50% off party-ready styles, 50% off women's boots, and 50% off beauty faves. Plus, score extra Kohl's cash with $15 earned for every $50 spent, and get 20% off some of your finds at Kohl's. Select styles, offers end December 2nd, coupons do not apply to floor care and party-ready styles, coupons and Kohl's cash do not apply to Sephora, some exclusions apply. See store.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built, providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below grade lightweight geoform fill. Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
This holiday season, Straight Talk Wireless is letting you say yes a lot more with real unlimited data. Yes to sharing pics of the ugliest holiday sweaters. Yes to checking weather on the go for surprise sledding trips. Yeah! And with a free phone at sign up, let the yes-tivities begin.
No way!
Yes way. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart or straighttalk.com. Offer valid through 1/5/25 while supplies last at participating stores. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store activation on select single-line plans. Limit of two phones per customer. For network management practices, visit straighttalk.com.
And now, the best.
Rewind.
Cue it up. Of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Really pleased to be joined by the Chief Competitions Officer for the PGA Tour, Tyler Dennis, who has roots here in the state of Utah and was on site for the inaugural Black Desert Championship a couple of weeks ago. Tyler, good to have you. How are you?
Thanks, guys. Yeah, I'm great. And, back in Florida after being in Utah not too long ago for the tournament, but it's really nice to be with you guys today.
Well, you know what? We appreciated you having you come out and be there for this event. It's obviously important for the state of Utah. Over 60 years, gap there between the PGA Tour coming to our state. And so to have it there at a new venue and all the excitement, I felt like it was really well attended and there was a lot of energy around it. My question for you is, I'm just curious, from being in the competition space and PGA Tour, you see these venues, and a lot of venues have been there year in and year out. to come to a new venue like Black Desert? What are some of the, I guess, challenges? What are some of the opportunities? And then how did you view how the event went?
Well, look, I mean, let me just first off say that it was a fantastic event. And we're really proud of what was achieved there. A lot of hard work went into it. You have the Black Desert Resort, which if listeners aren't aware of it or haven't seen it yet, you really need to go check it out. It's just stunning. But there's a lot of work that went into bringing the PGA Tour back to Utah. As you mentioned, I'm a native Utahan, so it's a special place in my heart. But I think everybody knows that Utah is a great sports state, and you know the PGA Tour should be in Utah. This was version one after a really, really, really long hiatus going back to the early 1960s, and so we're proud of it. But to answer your question, a lot goes into it. You know, you have the on the field of play, so to speak, the golf course itself, which we can talk about, but it performed just wonderfully well and was well liked. And then, you know, you got all the logistics of a major sporting event. You got the traveling circus, if you will, of the PGA Tour come to town, and then you have fans. And it really, we're so proud of it. It went really well, and we're already looking forward to next year.
Any feedback from players as far as what they expected maybe and what their perceptions were of the event and how much they liked it?
Well, you know, here's how I put it, is they'd obviously never been there. It's a brand new place. They had some idea of, Utah being a great outdoors place, certainly Southern Utah and the greater Zion area being a place for a lot of neat things. But they didn't know much about it, and they got there, and I think everyone was just blown away by the sheer and kind of raw, you know, beauty and aesthetic of the place. You've got red rock backdrop. You've got running through black lava fields, hence the name of the resort, and just a really stunning place. But then the golf course itself, it performed well and was really well liked by the PGA Tour players. It was Tom Weisskopf's last design, and had a lot of variety to it. So you saw a lot of nice, you know, low scoring in terms of birdies and eagles, but there's a ton of trouble as well with the lava. So it kind of, in a lot of ways, was what we think about as our ideal situation. You want a lot of drama, you want lots of low scores, and you want to, you know, you hate to see it, but you kind of want to see some high scores once in a while too.
Tyler Dennis, PGA Tour, joining us here on Real Golf Radio, talking about the Black Desert Championship. What goes into, and maybe this is just what you just mentioned, but what is the recipe, if you will, for a successful PGA Tour event, especially new venues? We see some new venues that jump in and then they last and they stick, and others maybe don't. What's kind of that? What's the recipe? What makes it work?
I think there's really kind of a special sauce to it, guys, you know, of a lot of different factors. So you start on the course itself, great layout, as I said, stunning visuals and a nice variety of holes. But you know, kudos to the Black Desert Resort team. The agronomic conditions, you know, meaning the condition of the turf grass and the firmness and speed of the greens and all that, that's not an easy thing to achieve. The team there worked really hard with our PGA Tour agronomists to do that in a short amount of time, being it's a new course. And so, you know, we were proud of that. And then the rest of the so-called special sauce is just getting it right for all the constituents. You have the hotels getting up and running with a grand opening next year. You've got, we had a really nice crowd out there, and just the logistics of how do they move around the course, where do they park, all that kind of stuff that goes into an event. And then finally, you know, you've got, as I mentioned earlier, you've got the PGA Tour family, if you will, traveling from place to place, the players, the caddies, their families, our sponsors, and all the folks that run the thing. And, you know, they want to be places that are enjoyable. And I think that Southern Utah, the greater Zion area, you couldn't pick a better place. One of the biggest things I heard coming out of the week is, man, I love it here. I'm bringing my family back next year. So that's a good validation of what it takes to be successful year over year from what we started this 2 weeks ago.
And this event is all part of the FedEx Fall Series. Maybe you could talk about the importance of this event and also the events in the fall and how that works out for guys to be able to keep their card or work into keeping their card, signature events, all that kind of thing going into 2025.
Yeah, that's a great point you're making. So, you know, for a long time, probably the last 10 years or so, the PGA Tour played a non-calendar wraparound season, and the fall events were at the beginning of, frankly, a very long season. And going into 2024, we mixed that up a bit. So the fall events are actually the end of the FedEx Cup season. And what you see is an incredible set of races for players to position themselves correctly for success. You have the race to, if you will, keep your PGA Tour card, stay in the top 125. And that's quite a dramatic thing that Utah played a big role in. But as you said, we have the signature events on the PGA Tour now, and there's a significant play-in opportunity to those that comes for the best guys coming out of the fall. So, for example, you know, Matt McCarty, who's had an incredible season, won Black Desert. He's positioned himself nicely, although he's got a lot of competitors around him, to get into that top echelon of events next year. So there's a lot on the line. It's easier to follow, and it's more impactful, I think, than it's ever been in the fall.
Tyler Dennis, PGA Tour, joining us here on Real Golf Radio. To that end, how would you, I guess, after seeing the signature events and how they're going, how would you assess their success?
Yeah, it's been a great model. I think listeners are probably aware. It's something we transitioned to coming out of 2023 into 2024. There's a set of 8 signature events that have smaller fields and really what I would call an aspirational eligibility system, so that you've got the top players, the top 50 players, but you've also got the up and coming guys that are really knocking at the door every week. Guys like, you know, Matt McCarty in the future. And that's made a really fun fan thing to pay attention to, and frankly a more aspirational PGA Tour. So it's worked really well. You know, we've only had one season of that under our belt, so we'll continue to see how it goes over the years and, you know, make any tweaks we need to. But it's been a great product. We're really proud of it. We're excited for the 2025 season, which, you know, is not too far away even at this point.
One last question for me is around, you mentioned some low scores and you don't mind having some high scores in there as well. Is there from your experience, a fan enjoyment? Do they like seeing birdies and eagles? Do they like seeing this low scores? Or is it more of the U.S. Open model where they like seeing guys struggle to make pars? What have you seen that's been most, appealing to fans?
You know, I would say that they like to see variety. They like to see a little bit of everything. They like to see the drama of players making choices out on the course about, you know, how to play shots and how to navigate the course. And they love seeing them make birdies and eagles. And you know, while no one wants anyone fail, they also, you know, want to see the bad moments too. So you get, you know, variety is something that's really important. And as I said, the Black Desert Championship, the golf course there, it kind of has a little bit of everything. You know, it's not particularly tight off the tee, but then in the same breath, if you roll into the lava, there's a good chance your ball is going to be unplayable. So there's literally drama on every shot. You have a bunch of great par fives, exciting par threes. So there's a little bit of everything there. I think that's what makes, if you look at the venues across the PGA Tour as they've evolved over time, that's what makes them special. We don't worry about the score. That doesn't really factor into things. We just want to put out a fair setup that tests all the players, you know, each of whom are a little different in how they play in a fair way. And obviously we want it to be compelling for the fans.
Well, and you, if you wrap this all up with a nice little bow, you have Scottie Scheffler with 7 wins and a gold medal. What a phenomenal season he's had this year on the PGA Tour.
Yeah, it's really practically unprecedented. He's had an incredible year. We're proud of Scottie and the achievements. And you look at across the PGA Tour season so far this year. It's not quite over yet, but we've had just a little bit of everything, and we're really proud of the product. And like I said, I think Utah being added in there, we're gonna keep growing the event, making it better. Perfect state for us to be in. It's a great golf place there. Great set of supporters, I'm sure many of whom are listening. And we're really proud to call Utah home to the PGA Tour now.
I love that. I heard Lucas Glover in his show on PGA Tour Network on SiriusXM. He said, you know, there were a really good turnout of support. He said, I bet they had 3 times the amount of volunteers they needed just because everyone wanted to be involved. That was his comment. Whether or not that's true, I don't know. But that does speak to the kind of support that you're getting here from the state. So, hey, thanks again so much, Tyler. We appreciate you taking some time. I know you're super busy, but thanks again for being here for this inaugural event. And we're excited for the future.
Thank you both.
You got it. That's Tyler Dennis of the PGA Tour joining us right here, Chief Competitions Officer for the PGA Tour.
It's the best.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than $1 a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy 3, get 3 free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than $1 a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy 3, get 3 free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network. There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour. While we
Gary can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper.
Here he is, the Caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Hey, the Caddy joins us every week here on Real Golf Radio. You know, we just talked to Jeremy Butler about their success on the PGA Tour at Fujikura with Ventus and all that kind of stuff. You know who rivals that? The Caddy and his yardage books, because he, you know, dominates out there on the PGA Tour. What's up, Caddy?
I was glad I had time to take your call. I've been busy dominating things this morning.
Oh, well, you know what? Thanks for taking time out of your domination to spend with us. We appreciate that.
Well, you know, you guys, we go way back.
Way back.
We're counting it in decades. I mean, wow. You know, remember the dessert in Orlando that caused such a problem?
Why is that the one you always go back to?
Talk about opening an old wound here. That's a couple decades ago when that happened.
Oh, my.
Is it really? How long ago?
Yeah. Mm. At least one. It's more than one. I know that.
You know, if you
and we were there for the merchandise show, weren't we?
Yeah, that was a long time ago.
Oh, the merch show. I haven't been to the merch show for like 10 years. That's what they, yeah, that's what that was all about.
You were Sky Caddy back then, right?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, that was 10 years ago plus. I was with Sky Caddy for 18 years or something. It was pretty good. Thoroughly enjoyed that. Oh, man, they were wonderful, wonderful people to work with. It was awesome. That was fun.
I think if maybe we'd had a little mishaps with the lava cakes over the last two decades, that perhaps I wouldn't be in the predicament I'm in right now. So you look back at it that way. I'm just saying.
You can lava me then or lava me now.
There's more lava to be had now than there was back then. But
don't lava me hot.
Hey, Caddy, so changes. Speaking of then and now, there are some changes. And I got into this with Bob because, you know, one of the things that is potentially going away or proposed to go away is the Monday qualifiers out there on the PGA Tour. PGA Tour is getting smaller. They want to be more, it sounds like, more exclusive. And, you know, that four spot, that Monday qualifier, all that kind of thing, like, that's kind of part of the lure of professional golf. For me, when I started getting into it and working with Bob and meeting you, and that was an element of professional golf that was intriguing to me. And it's potentially going away. Bob shared his moments and the times he took to go out there and Monday qualify. How much of that is just nostalgia? How much of it is past its time? Or do you think that's a big part of the announcement here, that part of it would be going away?
Well, the Caddy is not a fan of. I've got a whole different game plan. You want to hear it?
All right.
I got a different.
Let's do it.
Go, Caddy, go.
I want to go. I think we should give it a rip and go back to the old exempt thing where there were 70 guys exempt and you had tons of guys playing on the Mondays, tons of them. And then if you made the cut, you didn't have to qualify the next Monday. So if you missed the cut, you had plenty of time to get to the next Monday qualifier. The old rabbit system, right, Bob? And so pre Gary McCord, top 125. The reason I like, a couple reasons that I like that idea. There are so many good players now. It's so deep. And if you just happen to not have a couple, you have to have three good weeks to get on the Korn Ferry Tour. Like, here's a statement of fact. Guy I caddied for many years. One big event. I'm talking Players Championship. I'm talking multiple tour events. I don't even know, $30 million in earnings. Never made it through first stage of Q school. 0-5. Right? I mean, you have to be, you can't have a bad, the guy shot 14 under last week and didn't make it through first stage. Right? Now you got nowhere to play. And if we eliminate Monday qualifiers, you got no way of getting on anything other than waiting till next year's Q school. I mean, I don't like that. I think we ought to have lots of guys on Mondays. I think they ought to televise the Monday qualifier. Let someone come in and just do that. See, I mean, that'd be pretty cool. Who wouldn't want to watch like a Monday qualifier playoff on the Golf Channel on Monday night? That'd be pretty cool to watch, right? other than just hearing Brandel Chamblee tell us the same thing he's been telling us for the last 14
hours. Oh, hey,
hours
whoa, over. Hey, jeez. Don't make Brandel this about Brandel.
Brandel would appreciate that. I mean, this is the thing that people, you know, when people complain about Brandel or something, you try getting on there and coming up with stuff for 8 hours a day. You can't do it. I mean, you got to rehash the old stuff. He's really good at digging in and coming up with lots of stuff. But I bet he'd love to have a 30-minute break where they're just showing the Monday qualifier playoff, you know, or talk about that instead. Fresh stuff, right? Anyway, I don't really know how the setup is. I think an important thing is to keep the ability to develop the next Scotty Scheffler at its maximum, right? And the way you do that is by getting as many of the next potential Scotty Schefflers in as many tournaments as you can so they can get in there and do it, right? That's what we need to keep going. So I feel like if we really restrict spots, I understand limiting fields on the tour. It's mostly because pace of play is probably impossible to enforce. Maybe it isn't, but you know, I don't think it's ever going to be. It's, let's just throw that out. So you want to finish tournaments before it gets dark, things like that. I get all that. But for the tours themselves, I mean, does this mean, help me out. Does this mean if I don't make it through Q school, I can't even go qualify for a Korn Ferry on a Monday?
Or is no, this is PGA Tour.
Yeah.
This is just PGA Tour policy. So you still have the opportunity to go. And the Korn Ferry Tour has a lot more spots on it than the PGA Tour does. So, you know, Caddy, we've been around the game of golf for a long time. We've caddied for players. That's where I met you. The big two words are play better if you want to improve your status. And it seems like there is always somebody that comes along that digs it out of the dirt and figures how to become an elite player. Scotty Scheffler, a Jordan Spieth, or a Justin Thomas, or, you know, Matthew McCarthy that just won at Black Desert. On and on and on. There are guys that find their way into the system because they're not going to let the system restrict them to be able to get to where they want to get.
It's sort of like proving a negative a little bit. How many guys could have been a great player who actually never did it because of the way the system's set up? I mean, I get that for the most part, yeah, most of the guys are going to get through it. I just, you know, I'll go the opposite way now on the Monday qualifiers for the tour. And here's a way to look at it a little more objective data way, right? How often, if we go through the history of Monday qualifiers, how often do those guys have success in the tournament? Do they make the cut?
It's very low that they make the cut. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Kenny Knox would tell you he thought it was a good thing, right?
Mark Calcavecchia, too.
Mark Calcavecchia. Now, there's a guy who turned into almost number one player in the world, right? Who got through in a Monday queue. So, you know, and then, but you can say, well, it's not just that. It's also getting that experience of playing in a tour event. That's a big deal. That changes lots of things for guys. Even if they shoot 73, 72 and miss the cut, they learn a lot about, wow, this is what it was like. Or they understand, wow, I think I can play out here. You know, I did this and that. And I only missed my cut by two. And, like, you know, maybe their confidence rocks. I mean, confidence is, as we know, momentum and confidence is such a big deal in the sports. I mean, have you ever 100%. Seen a better display? Have you ever seen a better display of confidence momentum than what was happening in the World Series? It was crazy.
That was wild to see, wasn't it?
I mean, have you seen teams and hitters look just awful and then all of a sudden just turn it around because one guy gets a hit? I mean, it's incredible, right? And that's how it works in sports and in golf. So you have to, but that can't happen if you're not in an event. You have to be in it, right? So I just look, the reality is when we turn, when as far as watching one tournament, just one tournament on TV, what makes that event great? Well, it's really 30 or 40 guys. That's all you really care about. Except it's cool to have the Cinderella story throw in there too, right?
Absolutely.
Someone comes up there, does something. Some amateur does great, like Nick Dunlap at Amex. But you have to always keep in mind that 30 or 40 guys, look at the top 30 this year versus 3 years ago. It's not the same 30 guys. It's That's probably,
enough. Yeah.
What is it, half of them? Maybe 20 of them at most? It's probably not a lot more than half are in the top 30 this year that were in the top 30 3 years ago. That's not that long ago. That's only 3 years ago. I'd like to, you know, I'm just guessing. I don't really know, but I bet it's about two thirds at best. So you have to develop those guys and bring them in. And you always have to keep that in mind is, you know, looking at tour events and Korn Ferry events, how do we make sure we develop these guys and give them a chance to play? So it's complicated. I'm glad I don't have to make the rules and decisions.
It's the best of Real Golf Radio.
By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot, you'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
You're listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Guy's been around, he's seen a lot of stuff, and you know, the biggest thing is he hates to be rude, but he was born that way. Jeff Rude joining us right now. Rude, how you doing, buddy?
Well, I'm feeling very old after that. He was petting him to her when I was born. Yeah, I'm feeling like an old
I was too, Jeff. Right. I was too. Yeah.
You were not. You weren't catting when you were 14, Bob. I just turned 50 this year. So when we were talking before the show, you said you were catting on tour 50 years ago. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. How about that? Yeah. By the way, it was an amazing different tour back then, you know, where caddies would sleep four to a room, and there were 10 or 12 black players out there, and there were a lot of African-American caddies. You know, now the money's so big that guys bring their assistant pro and their buddy college teammate out as a caddy. And it was a different world. I caddied for Butch Baird. I made $125 a week plus I think 3%. Yeah. Unless he won, then the percentage went up to 10. Yeah.
I think when I caddied for my dad, it was $500 a week and 3% if he made the cut. And, it was mostly on the Champions Tour when I caddied for him. So it was 5%. And if he won, I got 10. So.
Right. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Hey, so did you have a caddy nickname? Because I hear all caddies have a nickname.
You know, it was just a summer job. I don't think I was out there long enough to have a nickname.
Okay.
But no nickname for me. But there were some good ones. There was Golf Ball, and then there was Rabbit, and then there was White Rabbit, and you know, there Killer Sam. There were some
Cemetery.
Big Herman Mitchell, you know.
Herman Mitchell. Mitchell.
Yeah. There were some characters out there.
That's awesome. Yeah. Jeff Rude joining us here on Real Golf Radio. All right, so just generally speaking, I mean, we're kind of in this, just wrapping up the fall series and about to take a little bit of hiatus. Got a couple of silly seasons that are going to take place, Tigers event and whatnot. We'll go back to the, you know, Kapalua and kick things off again after the holidays. But what's kind of your just general what's your general feel of the tour after this season? Kind of where are you at right now?
Well, I think my general feel is we have a special player that maybe we didn't expect we'd have a special player this fast, you know, after the Woods era, you know, with Scottie Scheffler. And you know, and we get another guy who looks like he could be a really special one, two majors this year, Shoffley. But you know, golf is fractured. I don't watch as much as I used to. You know, the LIV thing soured me a little bit. And you know what? Watching Scottie Scheffler every chance I can get is a treat.
No doubt about it. No doubt about it. Seven times this year he's won. Plus he won the gold medal. So it's not too often that you see somebody do that, like Tiger or VJ or whomever. It was a pretty phenomenal year.
Yeah. Was that eight with the Olympics? Seven?
Yes.
Seven official tour events? Yeah.
Yeah.
No. No. And I don't think you can find it. I mean, I don't think you can find a better role model either. Can you? I mean, you know, I think he's number one on tour as a player and number one on tour as a role model. And, you know, he had that year, even though he got cut from behind at a major championship. Think about that one. Think about that. Think about if they ever did that to Tiger Woods. I mean, come on.
I think they did. Not on the golf course. Wow.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. Yeah, not on the golf course. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Jeff Rude joining us here. Hey, let's talk about some players, because one of the interesting comments that they interviewed Rory McIlroy this week, and I loved it. He came out and he's, you know, the question was around, you know, what still motivates you, and he said, you know, something that kind of surprised me. You don't hear this all that often out of players, but he honestly said, look, I want to be the best European Tour player, best player from Europe ever. And mm-hmm. It kind of got me thinking, and I was like, well, that's a big statement. But then as I've thought about it, Jeff, I don't know if there's that many guys ahead of him that he has to kind of overtake. What do you think?
Well, there are some. Let me just talk about motivation first of all. You know, I asked Phil Mickelson probably 15, 20 years ago if, you know, if trying to beat Tiger motivated him, how much that motivated him. And Tiger had, Phil at the time, did you know, had a major or two, and Tiger had a bunch. And he goes, listen, I'm never going to win as many majors as him, okay? But what if I start beating him? So my thing is, if I start beating him, what does that make me? Because a lot of people think he's the greatest player of all time. So what would that make me? And then, you know, from that point on, head to head, when they played together, Phil won more times head to head, just barely, you know, from like 05 on, 06 on, somewhere in there. And then won more majors than him down the stretch. So that was his motivation. David Duval, you know, when he was working with Bob Rotella, said, you know, I want to, you know, I got, he married a woman who had kids. He goes, I want to play well for the kids. And Rotella said, you know, take your motivation however you can get it. And I agree with that wholeheartedly. I mean, look at when Stephen Ames said, you know, Tiger Woods, it's amazing the scores he's shooting based on where he drives the ball. And then he beat him, what, 9-8 in the match play. So yeah. Motivation, you know, Michael Jordan used, you know, different kind of motivators like that. But, yes, back to McIlroy, yes, he has a chance to. But you know what, the last decade set him back a little bit. You know, no majors in since 2014. That's a big, those are the prime years. So he's going to have to get busy. He's going to have to get busy. And you know, I mean, you got now it depends on how you want to frame European players. Okay. I mean, Harry Vardon's probably the best European player ever, but you know, he played, you know, 120 years ago. You know, the best modern day European tour player is Nick Faldo, who won 6 majors. And was, you know, a Darth Vader figure for so long. You know, 3 Masters, 3 British Opens. He's got a ways to go. And then there's the Arnold Palmer of European golf, Seve Ballesteros, who flamed out early, but would be on, you know, if there's a Mount Rushmore of European golf, he's certainly on it. So, but yes, McIlroy's got, what's he got, 4 majors? You know, he rattles off 3 more, and he could make an argument for it.
So you started right there. You started with majors. That's the defining thing, isn't it? With professional golf today, majors is the defining checkbox, right? That's what you have to have to be the best.
Well, it is. You know, here's the thing. You know, Colin Montgomery won 7 money titles in a row, mm-hmm. 8 total, 7 in a row. He was the king of Europe for 7 straight years. That's a remarkable thing, but no majors. So to your point, yes, that, and you know, not only did Molly win 7 money titles in a row, he's arguably the best Ryder Cup player of all time. So, but you can't, you know, you can't put him in the top 5 or whatever because of the major championships, to your point.
Let alone a PGA Tour event. He didn't win a PGA Tour event over here as well.
Yeah, I think the only event he won in the United States was the Anderson Consulting event, I think, an unofficial event, if I'm not mistaken. Yeah, that's you know, he didn't play over here full time now, so you got to cut him a little break there. But, you know, he was a really great player. He really was. So, you know, I hear people say, "Well, he shouldn't be in the Hall of Fame." Come on. You know, he won 7 straight money titles over there. How many do you need to win?
Yeah.
Rory's working on his 6th right now. Not in a row, by the way.
He's working on the 6th over there, order of merit.
Yep.
Correct.
Well, that's pretty impressive, since considering he plays this tour full time and has for a long time. I think it's a little different now because of the crossover stuff, but listen, I love Rory McIlroy. I wish he was my next door neighbor. I enjoy being around him. I think he's a class act, but it pains me sometimes watching him in majors, like at Pinehurst in the U.S. Open this year, when, stuff just happens, like Augusta, when he had a chance to, win the career Grand Slam, and he drives it over, by the cabins on 10th. So, sometimes it's hard to watch him if you're rooting for him.
So you're talking about Faldo. Faldo has 43 professional wins. He has 30 in Europe, 9 on the PGA Tour, and then about 10 others. And as you said, 6 major championships, 89, 90, 96 in the Masters, and 87, 90, and 92 at the Open Championship. And then when you look at Rory, Rory has 40 professional wins. But as you said, 4 majors, 26 on the PGA Tour, and 17 in Europe. So a little bit kind of the other direction, where Rory's kind of been more focused on the PGA Tour, while Nick was more focused on the European Tour to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah. I think most of Europe's top players over the year are long dead. Willie Perk Sr., Tom Morris Jr., Tom Morris Sr., Harry Vardon, J.H. Taylor, James Braid. A lot of their best players are not in the modern era. But there are Hall of Famers in the modern era, obviously. Longer and Woosnam, and we mentioned Monty and
what about Seve?
And Seve's in the modern era, Seve's the second best European player next to Faldo. So, and then you got some other guys who are in the Hall of Fame, Lyle and Olafable, and did I mention Longer? So, Jacklin was a nice player, but as far as great players, we're looking at Faldo and Seve. We're looking at the heart of those Ryder Cups when Europe started, taking them over.
Yeah. I love that you brought up the Ryder Cup. And I think if you want to be the all-time best European player, you have to perform in the Ryder Cup. It's valued so highly. You look at Sergio, he leads all-time European points with 28.5. Rory's sitting at 18, which right now would put him 8th. It would put him 8th on the list of all time.
Okay.
Can he make up 18 Ryder Cup points in 10 years?
Well, no, I don't think he can. But it's a bit of a different animal. But Monty was so good at it.
Thank you for listening to the best of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper on the Real Golf Radio Network.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently? And now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.